Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadaf. We're holding in Zevachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Nadaf brings the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. If the Mabul Yorad in Eretz Yisrael or not, was there a Mabul in Eretz Yisrael? The Mashal in Chiddush HaGadol over here asks, according to Mandama, there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matshriach Noyach to build a table? He could just put him in Eretz Yisrael. Now, though the Gemara is going to conclude that there was hevel, there was heat in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe that would not be a solution. But at least in the Havel meaning of the Gemara could have asked, why does Noach have to build a table? Just go to Eretz Yisrael where there's no Mabul. So the Mashal answers are bringing the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi says, in beginning of Parshas Noach, Lami Tricho Bibinyanze, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matriach Noach to build a table at all? There's other ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save Noach. So says Rashi, Kedishi Ruan Shedor Amabul Oisek Bo Me'er Swishono. The people of the Amabul will see Noach working and building a table of 120 years. The Shalim was told Mazoy Sloch and they'll ask him, why are you doing it? In other words, to give opportunity to Anshedor Amabul to do tshuva. That's why he built a table. So even though there's other ways to save him, still Noach was required to build a table to give opportunity to Anshedor Amabul to do tshuva. But the emphasis says this question is a question of Chazal and Sefer Hazoya in Parshas Vayakel and the Kutza Divovun base in the bottom. Chazal there say, it says, So says the Zoya, okay, we understand what the Pasuk says. But couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu save Noach in one place in the world? There'll be a place, well, there'll be no Babel. They bring the story that it was by Gidon. It says that there was rain everywhere, except in one place where Gideon asked a simon for. Or another option, says the Zohar, he could put him in Eretz Yisrael, that there was no Mabul over there. And maybe the Zohar doesn't want to say the Maskana of the Gemara of the Hevel of the heat, because we anyway had to say that there was no heat around the table. The Gemara asked, how did the table survive in the boiling water? We said the water around the table was not hot. So Noach could be in Eretz Yisrael without heat over there. So why does he have to build a table? So the Zohar says a yesoid that has to do with the time when you have mechabel in the world. When there is a kitruk, when there is a kateker in the world. When the mechabel nochas the alma, the one who does not close himself and is there bigilui, he is putting himself in danger. Brings the example from Loit. Loit, it says, he molat al nafshecho, run away, al tabit achorecho. Why not? Why can't he look backwards? So it's not because he's not supposed to see the Anshei Dura Mabul dying, but because when there is a Mechabel, when there is the Malach HaMashchis, there, if you look back and you see him, he will be punished as well. And the Zohar ends, when Reb Shimon was hiding, there were 13 people that died in the city. Said Reb Shimon, Baruch HaChmona, that I didn't see the Duke of Malach HaMavis. When a Malach HaMavis is around, you don't want to be there. It's a dangerous place to be. Now our Gemara comes out that either there was a Mabul in Eretz Yisrael, or that there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael and there was no rain at all. That's what the Gemara tells us, that in Eretz Yisrael, it was a Charava, it was a dry land. But people died through the Havlo. Pirkei Dei Blazer, in Perek Chav Gimel, it says, that Eretz Yisrael lo yordu alei akshomim, but nizgalgalu amayim mikol harotzos v'nichnasu lo. There was water in Eretz Yisrael, but it just didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael. The water came from other places and filled up Eretz Yisrael. And so brings the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Noach, and he explains the reason the rain came in, because there's no mechitza, there was no walls to stop the rain. So no walls to stop the water from overflowing coming into Eretz Yisrael. The only difference is how bad was the ruins that happened. The rest of the world, there was the rain, there was no tree that was left. But in Eretz Yisrael, there was only an overflow of water, there was some trees that remained. And the Ramban points out, because it says in the Pasuk, "V'chasu kol ha'orim ha'gvoyim asher tachas kol ha'shamayim," all the mountains was covered, including the ones in Eretz Yisrael. So the Radal on Pirkei Dei Blazer there says, it's interesting, the Ramban points this out. There's really Toises in our Sugya brings it. And the Toises says, all the mountains were covered wherever there was a Mabul. According to our Gemara, in Eretz Yisrael there was no Mabul, so the mountains were not covered. It says the Radal, you have to say that according to our Gemara, it was a nace that the water did not penetrate into Eretz Yisrael, because Ramban says a good point. The rain, the water should have flowed to there. So Mashal Pirkei Dei Blazer doesn't go with the Mahalach of our Gemara, and that's what the Ramban is noiket, that there was water in Eretz Yisrael, there was just no Mabul, there was no Kshamim that came down in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shehorim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.